today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
An isometric contraction is holding the weight while your muscle is in a fixed position, and an eccentric contraction is lowering the weight back down away from the body.
Okay.
And that is the movement that can be the most beneficial.
This is bullshit. 8 minute abs, 7 minute abs. You're never going to get, do the work.
Seven little monkeys sitting in a tree. You remember that old story from the sea?
This is what I got from the gentleman next to me when I pulled up. He's eating. He's sitting there. I was like, and that's really the red flag where you're like, oh, I can't eat this here. The gentleman, he cheers me with a slice when I saw him. He's like, oh.
He looks at you and goes, hey, we're having our pizza in a place we're not supposed to.
He toasts him. He toasts him with his pizza.
Yeah. With a slice.
Here's to you.
Even with a little trouble, Comcast will be better because it's like the new girlfriend as opposed to the old battle axe. You're tired of the old battle axe.
Are you ready to dump your DirecTV too?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I thought so. Do you have your phones in AT&T also?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. How dare you? Do you love America?
Yeah. I don't. I hate America, honestly.
Well, anyway.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Tucson, Arizona, Sanibel Island, Florida, Santa Monica, California, Nelson, New Zealand, Janesville, Wisconsin, and Beijing, China. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Glad to have you along. It has been, I've been very positive on the show the last couple of weeks as far as sharing positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always aware of, people are aware that I bitch when I need to bitch. There are days that I try to keep it in my pants when it comes to ranting and raving. And then there are days when something has sent me into a tither, the likes of which I haven't had in a good long time. I am here to tell you, and you can believe me or not, that my experience with AT&T, the current, and Oscar informs me, maybe that has changed, like within the last day, the current owner of DirecTV.
Still the current owner. They spun out Time Warner, my apologies.
It is a land of suck like nobody. DirecTV, back in the day, used to be a company where I believe they were based. I know I talked to a lot of people in the great state of West Virginia. I know I did this. I know I had a lot of conversations with people up there. And it used to be very pleasant. It used to be very efficient. They were easily accessible. They're still easily accessible, but I believe now, if I am not mistaken, and I do not know the details with this, I am basing this simply on the three, count them, three individuals that I spoke with last night with varying degrees of English accents, accented English that would indicate that perhaps these call centers are not located within the United States.
No thick West Virginia accent?
But it's not the accents that are bothering you.
Oh, no. But it is the communication that's bothering
gotcha.
You.
I see.
Where there is a... How do I quantify this? It is not a communication situation where English is not spoken on my side and the other side, and it's not an accent that I'm bothered at. It is a lack of comprehension during the conversation, which indicates to me that there are scripts... And by the way, I sound terrible today, but that's okay. We'll deal with that on another show. I will tell you this, that as of yesterday, when Oscar was talking about 4K television, and Oscar, I don't even know if you appreciate your sales ability as much as some of your other skill sets. But sometimes when you are naturally enthused with something, you motivate people, myself in this particular case, to just fly out of the studio.
Oh, well, we're on the same page.
We all got caught up in it.
Oscar was describing 4K in such a way yesterday. And the idea of watching that when I have people coming over Sunday to watch the Super Bowl, I was just so excited that I flew out of here. I'd already done a little research where I was reading about it on an AT&T crap website about the receiver that I have is 4K compatible. Oh, that's a lie. They lie about that because that's what they do. So I discover that. And then last night I said, well, in order to do this, because I have a 4K activation screen that I get on my television, and it says that you have to have this equipment, but you also have to make a phone call in the process.
So it doesn't seem like much work. I knew
that ultimately I was going to have to get on the line with these people. Is that, you know, and like every American, when it comes to insurance companies, medical bills, television, phone, all the things that are that have been homogenized into, we are not free in the United States of America because we are controlled by massive, multi-tentacled corporate entities that could, that your death falling into a fiery pit of ooze would mean absolutely nothing. You are not human beings to them.
Mm-hmm.
You are not human beings. You are irrelevant. So as long as you go into the whole process with knowing that, you can kind of keep it in your pants, okay? So that's where we are. I decide last night I am going to call the, I don't know what part of the, I couldn't understand the accent. I want to think it is some sort of Asian extraction, Malaysia.
Maybe the Philippines.
Perhaps the Philippines, yes. Perhaps where. That's the type of accent. I'm a dialectician, but I'm not so good that I can tell you exactly the part of the country I'm talking to. Very nice young ladies, all three. That I was on the phone with for 2 hours last night. All three, after I explain my situation and I pull the Rob Spiewak, mm-hmm. where they tell me ultimately I'm going to have to get a receiver installed in here and it will be $400, $399 and change to get that. I tell them I've gotten an offer from Xfinity. I do the Rob dance. Yes, it takes five seconds. Yes. It's not that difficult to do. And voila, I am told it will be free of charge. I will have a tech coming to my house today.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Today is great.
Fantastic.
And then they say, then I go into the dance where they will let you know 1 hour before the service window.
Right.
And there is another corporate creation of the service window. Mm-hmm. They could easily, with slightly more effort and more diligence, arrange a time that a person would be here.
No, but Mike, it's so much easier to give you a four-hour window to wreck half your day.
Them.
That's what I'm saying.
It is easier for them. So I am told that I will get a call first thing in the morning to explain the window. Prior to the window starting, which is 8 to noon. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 4 hours of my day.
Mm.
So 7 o'clock rolls around. I'm expecting that call for the update of we're coming out, a confirmation. No call comes.
Of course.
I'm wide awake. I'm taking my kid to school. No problema. Nothing. No problem. And by the way, this is after going to three people, giving a passcode to three people, explaining my situation to three people when they tell you they're going to put notes in this situation to let the next person. No, that never happens. When they tell you that they are notating your account to tell the next person you're going to speak to, they are lying through their f***ing teeth because it happened to me twice last night. And it is a simple, here's what I'm trying to do. I am trying to upgrade my equipment so that ultimately the way direct TV is set up, they will do as follows. They will be able to make more money off of me because I will be buying pay-per-views that are 4K exclusive.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there. But they're just so corporatized, so scripted that it took what could have taken 10 minutes took 4 hours. And finally, I'm getting a service call where they're going to put the equipment in, new equipment. 4K equipment. And they're going to do it in free of charge. Oh, aren't I lucky? Aren't I lucky that I'm going to be able to spend more money on DirecTV with my free stuff? BS.
No
Flash
call
forward
yet
to today.
Oh, okay.
They didn't call me this morning.
Okay.
I called them at 7 right on the dot, right after I dropped my kid off. And I call them and they get me through that, that voice activated Robotron, pig effort that you have to go through. And then I get an agent. And they said, let me double check. Yep, they will be coming. We've confirmed they will be coming between 8 and and right now we have seen that the tech is scheduled now to come to your home between 10:30 and 11. I go, oh, fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it's right after the show. It couldn't
window.
Be any better. Flash forward to 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, which I call the golden time of prepping this show, when I'm winding down and getting everything ready so I am ready to go. So I didn't need the call, but I got the call, and I get Teddy KGB.
Oh, no.
I get a Russian, Eastern European, waiting for the invasion of Ukraine accent that you cannot believe. It is out of central casting. And so in his broken English now, he is telling me that he is a subcontractor.
Yeah.
And he is complaining about the company that contracts him.
To you?
Which I don't want to hear. And then he tells me.
He's complaining to you about DirecTV.
Yes. This is after on the phone for 2 hours, setting up the equipment. By the way, speaking to my wife, saying, please finish what you're doing and get here early because I have to leave and I need you here because they need a human being here the whole time. Calling them into our little homogenized community here, getting it all set to go. And then Teddy KGB calls me up and Teddy informs me that he has just gotten, within the last hour, a call from a supervisor that tells him that they don't have the equipment to install in my house after all this. And that is where I tell him, this is a crap company. I am leaving.
Yes.
I am gratefully going bye-bye and welcome to the people that I think have provided internet service to us in a very competent and capable way up until last weekend when someone came out on a Sunday morning to work on my stuff. Goodbye. It's been fun.
You save a ton of money.
I am done with you. Goodbye. You are the land of suck. I am so pissed off at the way it was handled. And by the way, and then he wants to go on in his barely competent English to tell me how this happens. And I can hardly understand that. Dude, fine. You're on your own thing.
He splashes the pot.
You're not going to be able to.
Whenever he wants.
He does.
And you'll never be able to do it. I remember a good company before they were purchased by American Telephone and Telegraph, which if you went historically and did a dive on their corporate entities and the people, the subhuman cobras that run this company, and how they are the most dehumanizing, low-level human beings you'd ever want to meet. And there are a lot of them, I remember a lot of them like go to that fabulous golf tournament where Jim Nance goes, hey, Peter, thanks so much. Let me suck your I love you. I love you so much. God, when they ruined the great golf tournament because it's corporate, I am so, I can't even describe how glad I am to be free of corporations.
This is twofold. One, you get rid of them. You're going to save a ton of money from DirecTV just to go into the Xfinity package. Make sure you get a Next One box that's a 4K compatible. I found out the hard way yesterday. I went home and I said, 4K Olympics, right, the Olympics right from my remote. And it said...
Streaming, correct?
No, this is I got just coax. The coax.
All right.
And it says, your box is not 4K compatible. I said, what? Let me get on the horn right now and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, by the way, in America, Oscar's right. There are certain select programs that are 4K, but by and large, no. This is just like America runs everything.
This is like the high def rollout. This is the high def rollout. Again.
Yeah, go to South Korea, and they have 4K.
Of course. Yes.
We have nothing. We have maybe a channel and a half from these broadcasts.
There's Zoom calls for school.
But your TV,
4K.
Every TV, 4K.
Yeah, they sold.
There's no programming.
We were conned.
Yeah.
Mike,
right.
Let me add this. One, Bravo. If you're really going to leave DirecTV, because attached to AT&T, you know this. We talked about this at length off air, their attachment to the OWN network and what AT&T, how they funded the OWN network. And, you know, I had my parents and my brother and sister all moved from AT&T to a different company when I heard about that. So sayonara, I would say. And
right.
Then for
sayonara,
you,
suckers.
And for you, the other side is this, is now you get a company that is focused on, like you said, a Sunday delivery. Now, what will happen is you will still be annoyed by this firm, but not at the level that you're annoyed at any other firm.
Agreed, 100%. Because believe me, In our listening audience, we have plenty of people that could tell Xfinity Comcast stories and talk about that. Yeah, perhaps at a lower level. I mean, taking everything that's bad about customer service and multiplying it by 50. That's AT&T.
And you've also with Comcast, they'll get a little bit of a soft.
Ready for the switch, by the way. Got my phone with them.
Yeah.
Got my TV with them.
Yeah.
Ready to say bye-bye. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's been real. And it's horrible.
Even with a little trouble, Comcast will be better because it's like the new girlfriend as opposed to the old battle axe. You're tired of the old battle axe.
Are you ready to dump your DirecTV too?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I thought so. All right. Anyway.
He won't get rid of his skin tags. Like he likes what he likes.
He likes what he likes.
Yeah.
It's the kids like.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think they are a set. Do you have your phones in AT&T also?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
How dare you? Do you love America?
Yeah. I don't. I hate America, Oscar.
Yeah. Well, anyway. And by the way, your little scam that you think you run, it's meaningless. You're not smart. It's not a big deal. They do it because they don't care. They don't care. They give you the stuff you get for free because they care as much about that as they care about customer service.
But what the point is that there are people out there that would probably go ahead and stroke that check for $800 or whatever it is and not say, hey, you know.
I agree.
I would like to have it
that
for free.
From you, but I'm saying the reason it's as easy as it is because.
But you just got to know to do it. You got to know to do it. And you got
to
call them.
You have to know to do it, but they don't care. So take advantage of them. But I mean, right now, I'm in a
I understand. I'm sorry that you had
and
to
rearranging
go
my schedule. And then at the last possible second, within their window, super. And then Teddy KGB is bitching about his supervisor and how they don't communicate with the subcontractors. It's like when you've got a guy that's on there bitching about his company. You know, it's just that's when you've gone to the promised land of suck.
If I was in your situation,
you have landed there.
The thing that would make me the craziest, not even the complaining from the subcontractor, I can almost get that. But the fact that they schedule you an appointment and then don't have the equipment, that's not okay. That's troublesome.
But it's what they do.
Yeah.
And but every aspect of their phone tree and their automated system and then getting people who are reading off of scripts that don't have a command of the language that I speak is what it is, because it is farmed out to people who they are paying a fraction of the dollars they would pay people in this country, which is where it all began. When we all wanted our stock prices to go up and everything is cheap.
Mike, that's why this show is made in America.
This show is made in America.
Proudly made in America. Yes.
And we are thrilled with
and
that.
And so is all of the Podville content made in America. No outsourcing.
Yes.
Even that fireworks podcast?
Yeah, no outsourcing.
It's just, I thank you for allowing me to do that, but
made
it is really, really sick. And really, ultimately, as much as I like you know what Oscar said about 4K, when you get right down to it, there's no programming to speak of.
Well,
of any significance. It's not like you have 600 channels where you're getting all 4K. No, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because other corporate entities are not going to spend the money to provide that kind of content, which requires technical equipment, cameras, everything. That's very frustrating.
It will happen, but they just need to figure out a way to advance it. And it will, again, like I said
before,
they
will not advance it until they are guaranteed that it will affect their bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think the people that are producing the 4K equipment, the boxes and the TVs and all that,
obviously they're not. They don't have them.
We don't. Mike,
that's true.
We have equipment here that's 4K.
Right.
And you'll be shocked. Like, even the broadcast companies are like, oh, no. No, just go 720 by 30. Oh, no, actually, they said dumb it down to 1080 by 30. There is a logic to that. And I'll tell you that offline. I don't want to bore anybody. But they rarely want it shot in 4K. Rarely.
Because they can't distribute it in 4K.
Yeah, it's just nuts.
And does it have to do with the storage space as well? Just it takes up more space memory-wise?
What's the biggest number letter combination then when you go to a store, whether it be a box store or a local television
8K.
Store? What is the, you know, well, now it's 8K, but 4K was what they put out. It's meaningless.
Yeah.
It's brainwashing us for down the road. I still am curious about it, especially when I'm watching the Olympics
when I saw Eileen Gu
snowboarding last night
in 4K. And I was just like, this is amazing. Just like fly off that ramp, get the gold medal for China, which I still, you know, I'm a little up in there about. She's
what a lovely, lovely creature, though.
But oh she is so God, talented. And by the way,
young lady.
From a marketing Brilliant. Standpoint.
And Stanford, going to Stanford, yes. Just amazing.
I'm sitting there, and my dad's like, why is she not American? Because he's an American now, even though he's not a citizen. Right. And I said, Dad.
He's not fooling anybody.
I said, Papa, this is a business move. Like, she literally wants to bring an entire nation to the sport, and she's doing it with the Olympics in that country, in the capital.
Do we know her name? I forgot.
Eileen
Gu. Zhu.
Eileen Gu.
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 Eileen Gu.
She is so, it was just fun. And I got into, you know, the first part of getting sucked into the Olympics last night.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, Mike Tirico, I could watch Mike Tirico read out of the
phone. Oh, he's great. He's really good.
He's just the gold standard. But, you know, with this whole little deal, I'm thinking of having a few people over for the old bowl, you know, and I wanted to get a little 4K picture to show up. That's all I'm thinking about. And if it's free to get the stuff installed, I'm fine. Now, with switching companies, and by the way, they rely on that too, that you don't want to go through the hassle.
Yeah.
Guess what? I got the company in the house anyway. So
you'll
I
show
might
them.
As well. Yes, it's you'll frustrating. It's very, very.
These are creature comforts.
By the way, these are total creature comforts. This is not when people are dealing with an insurance company for health insurance, which is the same exact corporate entity.
You're right. You're right.
By the way, America, where we celebrate the freedom of massive companies to make astronomical profits. Ultimately, folks, you know, if you pine for the days, as I do, where you went to Al Alio to get your school shoes, and you went to Glastonbury Sport, where they had all the sporting goods stacked up, and you could get anything you wanted, and now everything is controlled by a massive corporation. Mm. There we are, America. That's what we have. You think I hate this country? I don't. I love my country. What I hate is that we are all being lemmings being pushed into the the slicer. It's just the same.
And
for
you know
everybody.
What? Do you know what the corporations count on? And you mentioned it earlier. Is that we don't want to go through the inconvenience of changing to make it the other way around. Like, you know what? We could switch to, in your case, DirecTV to Comcast. Anybody could do it, but it's a hassle. It's a hassle. They're counting on that. You could go seek out the small hardware store two towns over.
You know, I'm not sure. You're ringing hollow with me because you know you're talking about this, but you're not on board.
Are you with us or are you against us?
No.
If you're railing against what you're doing, you would never switch.
No.
AT&T disappointed Mike. Do you love Mike? You
I
should
love
move
Mike.
With him.
But
no. That's not, by the way, Rob, F me for even thinking that way.
No, what I'm saying about
it does hurt a little bit when you're going on and on because you just don't, it doesn't have any credibility.
I use it as an example because I've not had this trouble with them. But what I'm saying is what you're saying is also true.
Do you have a 4K receiver?
As a matter of fact, I dealt with AT&T last night. And I'll have mine installed on February 26th, I think, is they're coming out.
Yeah, because he wanted 4K too.
Yeah, I mean, Oscar talked me into it. I mean, like you said, he's a great salesman. Right. But
good luck, you might not.
No, and also...
They might call you the morning of.
I know, and also, how pleased am I that I'm getting it after the Super Bowl and after the Olympics? Not pleased at all.
I mean, that's what it is.
But anyway, the thing that you said that is...
What, Rob?
I agree, Mike.
No. Just tell him you don't care.
No, I don't.
You're like your Steady Eddie girl.
Rob,
with all due respect, Rob,
you know I love you. And as far as your ability to amuse and stuff like that, but sometimes you are so utterly full of
No.
I mean, really, you have the BS ready for the show and it has nothing to do with the way you feel. Here
you're talking about corporate entities
like I'm talking about, but at the same time, when I wanted to press you on it, oh, mine's coming.
What I wanted to get to is the notion of big companies squeezing out the little stores. And that is something that does bother me.
But
because I grew up going to those little stores. I grew up working in a little store. And when you talk about the guy for the shoes and the guy for the sports stuff, that stuff does bother me because I come from a family of small business owners, and I see it. And you know what? I can't change the fact that the big, big stuff is covered by big, big companies, but I can see the parallels, and it does piss me off.
Yeah, but guys, you don't want that garbage. Main Street Blue. Main Street isn't going to get you same-day delivery for your gadgets. Come
Oscar,
on.
Can you choose a side?
Yeah, well, I'm against Main Street. I'm a big, big box store guy.
Yeah, mom and pop are dead.
Yeah. Mom and pop, they left. We've evolved.
Okay. Well, I like the old-fashioned way of that.
I'm still waiting to get the fallout from his little bait and switch that he got me with yesterday when I start getting my emails that come in. Hey, Mike, I didn't know you supported that racist Joe Rogan.
Bait and switch? Are you kidding me? I stood my ground.
You never know. That's what makes it fresh. You never know which direction.
Oh, you never know if Oscar's going to be racist today.
You never know what side he's going to jump on. Anyway, it's just so. Sometimes it's just when you get last minute and there's lack of attention.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks.
This is the thing.
As a man, like, you want to be able to say, guys, look at this picture. Isn't it great?
Your skills of sales, which. I don't deal with every sales aspect of your job, but I know there are parts of what you do. It's not all running Podville the way you do. You occasionally will deal with selling people on a podcast. You have to sell. Yes. That was the sales pitch that just made us all run.
Sucked us both
in. It's organic.
It, even though there's like one channel available for it.
But I mentioned it. I said there's like two or three things out there.
Right.
And
it's our magic box,
and
our
Mike,
television.
I know this for a fact. There's a Villanova basketball game this weekend in 4K.
In 4K, yes.
Set it, watch it.
But you're not even a sports person.
I know. You won't watch sports.
You didn't watch the Olympics last night.
You didn't watch
any of the Olympics.
You didn't watch it?
No.
If you didn't have to, you wouldn't watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Like most of America, the Olympics don't have it for me this year. I don't feel the excitement in the air.
But it wouldn't matter anyway. Most sports don't have it for you.
But you know what?
If we're being honest,
you're
once
right.
again, this is where the BS
factor No, there's
comes
no
out.
BS here. I was, Mike, if
yes,
it was 4, if it was,
life of it.
If it was 4K sports, I would look at it to see it in 4K. As I said, the first thing I watched in high def was tennis. I hate tennis, but I wanted to see it. I want to see an example of what it looks like.
He is an AV file. So there is that side.
Yes, he's an audio and video file, as we all are.
That's that side. Now,
but if it's just regular Olympics and there's not much on the line, I'm not going
to
watch
it. In fairness to you.
By the way, how can I get mad at Rob Spiewak when he gives me presents almost every week? In fact, it would be safe to say every week I will get a present from Rob Spiewak. Let me give you an example, okay?
Okay.
This is a lot of people who are going to be as happy as I was about this gift that I got.
Bitch in the hole!
Okay, thank you very much. I got that present.
Bitch in the hole!
I got that present last night.
And Mike, I also sent chocolates. Other presents as well. Yeah.
And another present.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
Those are gifts I get that put a smile on my face, but nothing as much as the guy that putts backwards without looking at the hole.
It's in the hole!
So that's it. And that, to me, is a palate cleanser.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, it's
fantastic.
Agreed.
You know, how's your sex life, sir?
It's in the hole!
That's right. It's like the naked man in the trunk yesterday.
Yeah. So please understand that it doesn't happen as much as I really try. I might be off my meds a little bit, but I will say that this was just
that was sort of out of left field, was it not?
Yeah, Mike, did you forget them or did you take a break?
You remember when we had our chat last week?
Yes, yes.
All right. That was the day first day I was off him a little bit.
Oh, you know? Really?
I will go into on the bonus show this week, here is a preview of the bonus show.
Okay.
On the bonus show this week, I will explain to both of you and to our listening audience, if you are smart enough to purchase the bonus show for Friday, I will go into a very deep dive on my medical world. And an epiphany that I had. It's not an epiphany. A revelation.
Revelation.
That was given to me.
Even better.
At my physical last week. Which is really not a physical, but it's just
a check.
A how are you doing with your blood sugar?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Checkup.
I see.
That's it. Haven't gotten the results of that back yet. But we'll see what happens. But I will tell you a revelation given to me by my by a physician who is now my friend.
Yes.
Who has kids that go to the same flag football thing. Mm-hmm. I chat with him. I go up. I put my hands on his shoulders. I said, hey, he walks into the office. I'm like, hey, football buddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the relationship mm-hmm. we have. And then a revolution.
Revelation.
A revelation. A revelation where I said, well, why didn't you tell me that last time? And so we will go on. And that, but that, you have to save that for Friday.
Yes, that'll be a number
please
one on the slot.
Remind me.
Number one on the slot.
Please remind me that I, the, and yeah, you put the,
medical
the list together.
Revelation.
Medical revelation.
What, Mike, pillars of fire, locusts, frogs coming from
Oscar,
the river.
Yes.
And this is just, you probably have no idea.
I don't.
If I were at the conclusion of today's broadcast mm-hmm. to immediately begin the reconnecting with our friends at I hate Xfinity.
Yes.
When it comes to TV.
They'll be
I
out.
I hate the Comcast.
They'll be out.
Like Box and stuff. I hate it. I've done this before.
Yes.
I've done this before.
Yes.
The actual
not
guide,
his first surgery.
You know what I mean, Rob? The guy.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
The pay the as far
setting up, and that's one of the reasons
TV
why
is
I leave
so much better with that part.
You see, that's
when you
why
get the TV in. Customer service, the worst in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the products they have.
This is why, Mike, this is why I've been with them 26 years.
It's worth
years.
The call, though.
Here's how it would be worth the
maybe
call, Mike.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
If they could. yeah, maybe he doesn't need it by the end of the Super Bowl. Mike, if they could guarantee installation by close of business Saturday,
I think
then you've got it for the game.
They'll do it. They
did say Saturday.
Yeah.
They did say Saturday. So maybe that's the here. Let's see. After all that, listen to me. Who's the hypocrite now? I'm calling Rob out on BS and listen to me right now. Yeah. I'm already going
like,
there.
Mike,
sometimes it's nice to continue dealing with the enemy you know.
Here in the city, you have a choice of having it sent to you or driving to Rhode Island Avenue and picking it up there. Like, don't
at
you have
your,
a
but, no, but you
your,
need, your friends at the other company, you mean?
Yeah, a Comcast. Well, don't, do you have a hub you can just go to the office and be like, here's my old box?
I think 4K requires anything. Installation.
I know people that bitch about
it's
it.
Same BS.
I know you bitch about Comcast. I know people say, I'll never deal with them again. Yeah. I understand that. These big entities do that. We have had this particular program coming to you through the equipment given to us by Comcast for the better part of 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With minimal disruption. And I mean that. And that's saying something. That's how much it meant to me.
Bob Barker.
Anyway,
Bob Barker,
you know what?
Still uses an antenna, by the way. Did you know
let's
that?
Let's get some news. Let's get some
all
news.
Right. Right.
And then a little bit later on, a wonderful children's show that I have to share
can't
with
wait.
You. It's just, it's great stuff. Real Florida entertainment. Critter Man.
Showbiz.
Critter Man and the kids. Button those two last buttons, Critter Man.
Oh,
we'll be right back, everybody.
WLS Chicago.
Attention, Chicagoland. Are you sick, logy, or just feel under the weather? Well, you need me, Dr. Larry Chicago. No matter what ails you, I can fix it. Whether it's a sore back, runny nose, or the COVID, I got you. Just put some ice on it. Come see us at the Chicago Family Medical Group, 1062 West Addison, right next to Wrigley. Me and my doctor siblings, Otto, Arlene, Oliver, and Oxnard, will set you up and tell you to put some ice on it. You can trust us. We fitted Harry Carey for his bag, so get our details at MikeOMaraShow.com. Hit up the shopping center, get a bonus package, and for God's sake, put some ice on it.
Rob, would you be a dear and tell me with this particular little message that they want me to tell you about from Chime,
yes.
What the first word I should say is? Because I'm confused about it. I looked at it, and I'm just wanting to get it right. So can you
I don't
look
have
at
the,
it?
I don't
and,
have the, I need a moment to bring up the copy. Just
okay,
give me a sec.
Because it doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense, but that's okay. I just want to be, you know, since Chime is one of our newer sponsors
yes.
on the Michael
get it
show,
right.
I want to make yes. sure I get it right. Because
Mike,
sometimes, you know,
well,
it just
well we
gets
clarify this.
Yes.
In the first break, I said Main Street. who wants it. I want to clarify that. Yeah, there should be a place for Main Street. But, I mean, I don't expect them to...
Restaurants, Oscar, like mom and pop shops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't expect them to compete with, frankly, cable networks.
What?
No, I understand.
I think that comparison is absurd.
Bringing up the spots now, Mike.
Yeah. I don't want Uncle Al's satellite TV.
I get that to a degree. Yeah. But it's a sad day.
By my copy, it starts, there's no better time than right now.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Hey, just wanted to make sure I had it because we are welcoming a wonderful new sponsor, Chime, to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Yes.
There is no better time than right now to leave behind the things that don't serve you well, like overdraft fees.
Right.
Overdraft fees are the last thing you need when your checking account balance is low. But with Chime, an award-winning app and debit card, you can save that hard-earned paper without paying overdraft fees. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit purchases and cash withdrawals with no overdraft fees. Chime is awesome because Chime works with you. Make a great decision in 2022 and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. See chime.com/TM. Oh, I'm sorry. Chime.com/spotme. Let me give it to you one more time. That's chime.com/spotme. Spot me, baby. Spot me. Yeah.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yeah, this is the homepage. And for many fans, Leslie Jones and her live tweets are the highlight of the Olympics. But this may be the last year we get to enjoy her running commentary. In an Instagram post yesterday, she said, quote, "I'm tired of fighting the folks who don't want me to do it. They block my videos, and they get folks who think they can do it like me." That sounds typical corporate. That's broadcasting too, people.
Yeah.
That's the way that works. I love, this is Leslie Jones saying this, quote, "I love the athletes, and they love me doing it, and I know y'all love it, but now it's just gotten too hard, and no one is fighting for or with me. So I guess I'll leave it to the professionals, but thank you all for the love. Hashtag up to y'all now." She was pissed. She's
she
generating these funny little vignettes.
I've been watching them.
They're giving a hard time to
you
her.
You want
to
hear a clip of her? This is actually very funny.
Yeah, yeah, give us
this
an example.
This is her reacting to figure skating, I believe.
"I don't know how she's skating in that skirt. How she doing it, but they doing it. And they got a nice little beat, right? I have a feeling that these routines going to be like way more musical. Go ahead, boy.
Just
damn, I wish I knew how to skate. Not ice skate. I can't ice skate. That's too much. I can't do. I can't break my ass.
It's
on
just
no ice.
Real. It's just real and it's fun.
My,
and it's
might
good.
Break the ice.
There's one clip, and I kid you not, I must watch it six times yesterday. When the ice dancing came out and they played Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
She freaked out because she's like, "This is an American team. This is two nights ago," and her and I honestly, I sat there. I'm like, she's. I thought she was getting paid to do this. It was so good.
Yeah.
And then I saw that post that you just read, Mike, as the most recent post of last night.
Yeah, the suits are giving her a hard time.
Yeah, can That's you what imagine?
The suits are fighting her because they think it might not be.
And
what
originally,
they
NBC
to be.
Hired her to do it.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
It was their idea. Yeah, originally.
And now they're fighting her on it?
Because she's doing it on her own.
They'll cave. They'll cave. The suits will cave on this. My prediction. Here's a quote I have from Leslie Jones. "I watched the Olympics since I could walk, LOL. Me and my dad see this from my heart. Y'all should be asking NBC Sports why they don't see that. And I think they can replace me with just anyone. Again, I'm not saying I was first, just saying it's frustrating. And she says, at Team USA. So and Leslie Jones, just lighten up, will you, please?
Her leaving Saturday Night Live was a huge loss. She never whiffed it. She was always so 100%
well,
into
and
what
there's
did.
Another story that's funny about Beijing and the Olympics, because that's another corporate, nasty, feather-the-nest type thing. But
oh, dear.
We'll share the, All right. you know. You want to know why it's a communist country? We'll have a story for you.
Oh, good.
Anyway, Leslie got lots of support. Holly Robinson Pete chimed in saying Leslie, quote, should be doing this on Peacock like Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart. Leslie replied, you think Kevin and Snoop give an F about athletes and Olympics? Honestly, I think this should be my last one. And she's frustrated.
Yeah.
So please, be nice to Leslie Jones. She's very, very funny.
Put her on Tubi.
And she's wonderful.
Tubi. I like Tubi.
Tubi is a good channel.
Pixar's upcoming movie Turning Red is about a girl named May who starts turning into a giant red panda whenever she gets too emotional. It's a metaphor for puberty. And the title makes that obvious. But there's another scene that's even more blatant. The first time Mel starts changing, she hides in her bathroom and her mother assumes she just got her period for the first time. So she brings her maxi pads and starts giving her advice about how her body is changing. Producer Lindsay Collins says Pixar never pushed back on that. Quote, I think they saw it very much in the DNA of the film and the characters. The hope is with putting it on the screen and having it be something that is cringy but also funny and a part of the story, it normalizes it. There's an appreciation from anybody who's gone through it for what we put on the screen, but also those who haven't gone through it. And, you know, it's a tough time for girls. So if it helps, that's great. I'm all for that. Come on.
It's a great history when animation tackles topics like this. Remember when the Evil Queen went through menopause in Snow White?
That's very, the hot flashes. Those were
part. Well, that's why she was very angry.
People were asked to name the top signs of a happy marriage. See if you agree with the top 10. Number 10, being silly with each other. A few more. That's number 10. Number 9, being proud of their achievements. Number 8, making regular plans together. Number 7, being respectful to them in front of other people. Number 6, cuddling. Number 5, you let them see you at your best and worst. Well, that kind of goes without saying if you're living under the same roof. Number 4, encouraging them to pursue their own hobbies and interests. Number 3, feeling like you can be yourself with them. God, I would hate to be in a marriage where you couldn't be yourself. That would be horrible. Oh, that's right. I was in a couple of those. Number 2, taking care of each other when you're sick. Well, that's the one right there. Sorry.
Yeah, true.
Of all the ones on my, I was 100% on the list. Yeah, up
you've
until
been
number
sick
two.
For half your marriage, Carla.
Yeah, but
why
she's
can't you
not
focus
good
on
with
the
sick
half?
People.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm terrible with sick people. I don't even like to be in a room when my kid is sick. And number 1, spending lots of quality time together. Well, we got that going. That's for sure.
I think COVID either wrecked marriages or firmed them up.
Yeah, I encouraged Carrie to pursue her habits. I said, take a hike.
She literally travels around the country.
That's what it would be, hobbies.
I want to tell you.
Take a hike. Baby.
Baby.
In a new study, researchers in Australia, in Japan, say they found that performing a single bicep curl at maximum effort can lead to a 10% increase in muscular strength within just 1 month. Doing one maximum bicep curl.
Still asking a lot.
That's 3 seconds a day or less than 2 minutes total per month. Are you kidding me? You know, you've heard about the slow weightlifting.
Yeah, yeah.
60 Minutes did a piece on it.
What is it, isometric?
This is fascinating. Now, a couple of caveats. They're not saying that 3 seconds of exercise is sufficient, only that you can build muscle strength with a single curl every day. You're telling me there's a chance. there's specific motion that you should include to get the best results. A curl can be broken down into 3 motions. A concentric curl, an isometric contraction, and an eccentric contraction.
Eccentric?
The concentric curl is lifting a weight toward your chest, the classic image of a bicep curl. An isometric contraction is holding the weight while your muscle is in a fixed position, and an eccentric contraction is lowering the weight back down away from the body.
Okay.
And that is the movement that can be the most beneficial.
This is bullshit.
You guys have realize a lot of
it's like the 7 minute, eight minute abs, 7 minute abs. You're never gonna get do the work.
Seven do little monkeys sitting in a tree. Remember that old story from the sea?
Anyway, oh,
7
God.
Right. Minute abs.
Yeah, abs. So anyway, a lot of surveys today. You know why? Because it's February. 2,000 Americans were named asked to name the best foods. To hide a ring in if you're going to get engaged. I'll give you 5. Seafood, because a ring that smells like fish is romantic. Number four, soup. But what if they don't finish it? The ring stays at the bottom.
Right.
Number three, a burger or sandwich seems risky. Number two, a salad. And number one, pizza. I thought this was a real list.
Well, if you're...
I had a morning.
Isn't it strange that we would ever hide that something so valuable in food?
Right. I don't believe in hiding it in food. So I've been married three times. You know, if you're going to hide a ring, you know, put it where it should go.
In my pants.
In his pants. And Mike, also, if your wife is fat enough, hide it on a hot dog.
Right. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Oh, yeah. She got a big,
big
fat
finger. Yeah.
Sausagey, meaty finger.
Bratwurst.
And now a little something, something. You know, this show helps me so much. I'm in so much of a better mood than when I was talking to Teddy KGB.
I think Mike should change his name to Teddy DTV because he's with DirecTV.
DTV. No, the supervisor called me. I swear to God, if I could have recorded him, I would have. An Olympic athlete at the 2022 Games in Beijing says the food she's been given during her quarantine period has been so bad she is in physical pain. She posted a picture of it.
Oh,
it was so gross looking. This is what happens when you go to the human rights land of Nirvana out in Beijing and see the way they think it's probably a feast.
Sure.
Right? Russian biathlete Valeria Venetsova made the claims on her Instagram page earlier this month, attaching a photo of some unappealing food that she says she was given while in COVID-19 isolation at local hotel. The picture appears to show a plate of plain pasta, some left-identified, non-identified meat product,
ugh,
a few potatoes, and a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
None of which looks incredibly appetizing.
I sent a picture to the team here.
Oh, okay. No.
And look, as the only member...
There it is. That's the picture. Thank you.
As the only member of this team that's been to Beijing...
Right.
...and spent time there...
Yeah.
Look, you're in a different country, so the cuisine's going to be different. But
is it bad like that picture?
But even when you go to a high-end five-star restaurant in Beijing, this is what, 5 years ago now? The portions are small.
Okay.
It's a different society.
The upper right corner, is that like a raw Cornish hen?
Does that not look like a raw piece of poultry of some kind?
Yeah.
Let me enlarge it.
In fairness, if I was in Bolivia and this was plated and not in styrofoam.
Right.
This would kind of look familiar.
Well, to be fair, you eat with your eyes.
I think it's like goo.
You think it's goo?
Of some kind, Rob, but it sure looks in the shape of poultry.
Mike,
it does. It's got that texture.
There's a nasty little chop next to it.
Mike, the I guess in some cultures, the highest level of any insult is when you complain about the food.
Yeah.
And if you're the Olympic Committee, you know you're going to deal with this. This isn't Atlanta. We're not dealing with Salt Lake City. You go ahead and you hire Cisco Food Systems, not the Cisco that does your network. The Cisco Food System company.
The one with the
have them roll in some of the stuff.
Yes. And you fly that over.
By the way, folks, when you go out to restaurants, what Oscar's talking about, that company, since I owned a restaurant, you get the same crap.
Yeah.
Of course.
Everywhere you go, it's the same food.
But Mike, sidebar, the American team... Because I wanted to know how they F this up. The American team knew it was going to be suspect. They brought their own pasta. Their own pasta.
Did they really?
Yes, like mac. Like you're going to college. I need mac and cheese, Mom. Okay. I need carbohydrates.
That'll work.
Yeah.
According to the Associated Press, things have improved for Venetsova following her complaints. The outlet reported Russian biathlon team spokesperson Sergei Avranayov said Venetsova was getting delivered better meals over weekend, including salmon and cucumbers. I really cannot understand why Beijing doesn't just serve something that would make common sense.
Like what?
Chinese food.
American
Chinese food.
The
quickest way to winning the gold, a plate of General Cho's chicken. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong, ladies? Come on now. Give me a break.
And I do love that new afternoon show, Salmon and Cucumbers.
I'm Salmon.
I'm Cucumbers.
Hey, man. Listen, the key to the gold is orange chicken. We'll be right back.
The Fox Network is responsible for some of the most useless competition shows in the history of television. The Masked Singer. So You Think You Can Dance. I Can See Your Voice. Beaches and Alter Ego. The Masked Dancer. And now the Fox Network has come up with the stupidest, most pointless, and confusing competition show ever. I Can Hear You Dance. Masked judges score masked dancers based on the sound of their dancing. Sound confusing? You bet it is. I Can Hear You Dance. It'll have your wang tip smoking.
On my left foot. On my right foot.
Who wins? Who loses? Who cares? You'll always be a winner when you buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I Can Hear You Dance is produced by Alive Bear and only on Fox Midnight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's Gene Simmons for Harry's.
Oh, good.
Valentine's Day is about following your heart. And sometimes that means making a change. If your old razor isn't giving you the shave you deserve, this is the year to break things off and switch to Harry's. Treat yourself or any of the shavers in your life with the gift of looking sharp this Valentine's Day. New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to Paul Christine?
Hey, Paulie. Rock and roll. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price, still as low as $2 per blade. That is a bargain. And they stay sharp forever. I kid you not. Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. New Harry's customers can redeem a starter set. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. That's a $13 value for just $3. There's truly never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to try Harry's today. And if having Gene Simmons do their commercial results in a cancellation, the fault will lie on the show's namesake, Mike O'Mara. There we are.
I know for a fact that Harry's is so effective that Peter Criss no longer has whiskers.
That's right. Peter Criss is a member of KISS. KISS, that's the name. KISS, yes, siree. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I don't. Sometimes when I do my Gene Simmons Oscar, I can't get out.
Gene,
of my habit.
Can I please give my review for the Spicy Lovers Pizza from Pizza
Hut? Yes, you have gone through a thank you for being assertive because this is a what we call in the Mike O'Mara Show a free break.
Free break.
let's see the new Spicy Lovers Pizza, spicy marinara, sliced red chilies. And fiery flakes. There's one member of our crew that has actually sampled this. Please tell us your story of the Spicy Lovers Pizza, Oscar.
Mike, there's nothing better than eating food alone in your car, known as the maneuver.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
And on Friday night, I saw a commercial from our friends at The Hut, and they said, hey, we've got a new spicy pizza. And I know that The Hut does not deliver to my zip code. So I said, well, when I'm out and about tomorrow running errands for my glowworm parents, because that's what I was doing on a Saturday.
Glowworm?
Yeah, because remember that time I went to get them vaxxed? They were so bundled up.
They look like the glowworm.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. In the back of my car. So I call them the glowworms.
And glowworm grateful parents.
Yeah, ungrateful parents.
Ungrateful.
My parents are getting their kitchen redone, and
hasn't this been going on for like 3 years?
Yeah, anybody that gets anything done now, especially with supply chain issues, it takes right? months.
Sure.
So my brother gives me a hot call on Friday. He says, "Hey, you're going to have to go to Mount Vernon, Virginia, to pick up something from Home Depot because it's the only Home Depot that has something." And I said, "No problem. Just give me a call tomorrow to remind me." Mm-hmm. He's in Boston, and I usually just give my brother lip service because I'm thinking he's going to forget. Right. He didn't. I had to stop by Micro Center. Hi, Mac. I looked for you. You weren't there. Got the hell out of there. So I'm in Fairfax, Virginia. I said, you know what Fairfax, Virginia has, Mike? They have The Hut. My friends,
they have The Hut.
They have The Hut. They have The Hut.
I didn't know you were a fan of The Hut.
I'm not.
I never knew you were a fan of The Hut.
I was sold by advertising. I'm a Domino's guy. I'm a trashy Domino's guy.
And Mike, go back with me. Like when I was in maybe middle school, high school, we're talking late 80s. The Hut was the place. The Hut had some good pizza.
The Hut, when they came into existence, I didn't mind The Hut.
But The Hut now,
yeah,
useless.
Oh, well, in airports too, right? Isn't that where they are, The Hut?
Right? Yeah,
the Hut
if you want
like
the
chain.
The triple P, the personal pan pizza.
Personal pan pizza. That's what the hut did. So you see the ad. You're sucked in by the spicy ad.
I'm sucked in. Because and so I get the text from my brother on Microcenter. He's like, okay, I've ordered what you needed in Alexandria, basically Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
It's 40 minutes away. I look at my phone and I was like, well, there's a Pizza Hut on the way. I should probably order this now. By the time I get there, it'll be ready.
Right.
And then sidebar, I was like, I'm not gonna order a little pizza. I'll order something that I could share with my wife.
Leftovers. So you're going to have a few bites in the car and then bring the rest of the pie to your betrothed.
Never done before. A full za in the car.
Selfless.
Yes.
Very selfless.
And
striking, really.
I pick it up, going up 28, pick up the za, and I say, okay, well, I can't eat it. I don't want to eat the pizza in the 15-minute parking where all the delivery drivers are going in and out because another gentleman was already doing that right next to me.
The key, you on your old show used to discuss the maneuver. Is the key to the maneuver finding that parking space?
I need a parking spot where at least I have some distance, like in a movie theater, between other cars. And if a guy next to me is doing the same thing, it's like I'm watching him do what I'm doing. Like, that's weird.
It's not cool.
It's like,
it's
I feel
not
icky.
Cool.
Yes.
Right. And quite often, in order to successfully accomplish the maneuver, you have to bring your vehicle outside of the parking lot of the fast food restaurant and find somewhere where food is not connected to the parking lot.
Because there's other people that are animals like us that are doing it as well. I don't like people. I hate when I do this at McDonald's, seeing other people do what I'm doing, because I can see that they're just
you're looking in the mirror.
I'm looking in the mirror.
Let me see if I can get the camera position right here, where this screen cleaning towel will serve as the slice of pizza.
Please, please,
okay,
please.
I will do and someone pulls in to my right.
Okay, yes.
So it's like.
Oh, the eye contact is the worst.
No, this is what I got from the gentleman next to me when I pulled up. He's eating. He's not ashamed. He actually embraces it. He's sitting in the 15-minute pickup, like the spot.
Oh, where you pick up your takeout
order. Yeah, that's where he's sitting there. I was like, and that's really the red flag where you're like, oh, I can't eat this here. People are going to be in and out of this place.
Right.
The gentleman who was in like a Highline Escalade, heftier man, he cheers me with a slice when I saw him. He's like,
He looks at you and goes, hey, we're having our pizza in a place we're not supposed to.
He toasts him. He toasts him with his pizza.
Yeah. With a slice.
Here's to you.
Did you stay there and have a pizza?
No, as soon as he toasted me, I'm like, I'm out of here. Like, I can't deal with this. So I find what looked, and most of Americans know this now, that your strip malls and malls are dying.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, it's tough out there if you own commercial real estate, but you're lucky if you have two or three stores in one of these old mom and pop.
Yeah, great parking lots for the maneuver, though.
Sure.
Nobody around.
Pulled in, I said, finally, some peace and quiet.
I'm guessing abandoned nail salon, thriving vape shop.
Not thriving, though. They're hanging on by their
It was a knockoff International House of Pancakes. Knockoff.
Oh, so National House of Pancakes.
something that used to look like an IHOP, and now it's BB Hop or something like that. They just changed it. And then
BB Hop.
There was an aquarium store. I remember.
Hey.
Yes. And they had
good segue.
An aquarium store. And then the other one was nails and eyelashes. So I was like, okay, this is fine.
But I love how the sign always is just 2-foot red letters that says nails.
Nails.
Nails. Could be a hardware store.
Welcome to America.
So I park.
Yes.
There's nobody around me. And I'm parked far enough to like right next to the entrance. And I actually took pictures of you guys. This what happened was just so effing egregious.
You were very self-conscious about the maneuver.
So I start eating. I keep my shirt on.
Because the classic maneuver involves taking your shirt off, right?
Correct,
so you don't stain yourself. And that's why you can eat like a Whopper and not worry about the spooge coming down. So, not that I'm into it. Not that I've done it.
And I want to know what this pizza is about, because it seemed intriguing. Mike, but the ingredients again, if you don't mind looking at the
spicy marinara, sliced red chilies, fiery flakes, the spicy lover's pizza.
And why
grammatically, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, why are we accepting the fact that it's a spicy lover's? It would be a spice lover's.
Spice
lovers.
Or heat
lovers.
What we need
but
is a noun.
Spicy because they have to have melty spicy because we're the idiocracy. We have Brando. We have Brondo at the Hazelock.
That's right.
You know?
So,
How do you rate the pizza?
This is the most disappointing experience I've ever had. In a pizza. And I'm telling you, I can polish. I can eat half. I can eat half a za. No problem.
Right.
I can eat half a za. It'll be painful, but I can.
Quitter.
What would you? I will always out eat you.
Oh.
You guys can't eat a whole one.
Like that's a thing? Have a pizza? That's a thing? Give me a break. Well, send more pictures. Speaking of aquariums,
yes.
Coming up, I have to tell you, I teased this a little bit.
Yes.
A little problem with Jake the Snake that I accomplished a very major endeavor to get him free. We had a parasite problem.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. They didn't tell me that when they sold me the snake. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year, Jim.
Time for what?
Time to fall in love with love once again.
That's right. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and you're not going to want to miss out on getting a gift for that someone special.
How about a Dermglow Skin gift certificate?
Maybe a cute stuffed teddy bear?
Who doesn't like a delicious box of chocolates? Perhaps a nice Whitman sampler? Or maybe Godiva?
Or how about a romantic picture frame with a picture of you and your sweetheart in it?
Whatever you choose to give can be found at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the link at MikeOMaraShow.com and get shopping today.
Time's a fleeting. You better hurry.
Thanks, boys. That's Jim Amato. That's Mark Riddell with occasional help from Paulie Christine. They do promos for us and we love them. With how much we rely on our devices, it's easy to forget about the hardware that we're born with, like our ears. Just like fingerprints, no two are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably cause you some discomfort or even physical pain after a while. Ultimate Ears Fits, true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears, are here to change all that. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. Rob Spiewak, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to tell you this. You were talking about that we all need to step it up for Valentine's Day this year.
Yes.
And this don't tell her. Don't tell her.
Or him.
This is what I got Carrie for Valentine's Day, and she's going to flip because she lives on her phone.
That's sweet.
And I have a pair of these, and I adore them. I got her the ones in, they're a light gray. They're beautiful. And
gray?
I can't wait to give them to her because she's not only going to love the way they work, she's actually going to use them. It's not like flowers. Sweet. It's a great Valentine's gift. So.
Well, and here's the difference between Ultimate Ears Fits earbuds and your wife. Ultimate Ears, they stay put. Yeah. And they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits
Carrie actually feels great.
Physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. They don't go to Japan. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your own shape. You can play and pause music and answer calls with built-in controls and so much more. If you try Fits and don't love them as much as we do, no worries. Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. Use promo code TMOS at UE.com/fits. Damn it, I always mess that up. To get your pair of UE Fits for just $199.
So
that's UE.com/fits, promo code TMOS. That's how it works. Go ahead and wrap up your pizza thing.
I sent you all two pictures. One picture, the first one says, "Hey, this is the parking lot I'm in. There are zero parking spots to the left of me." And I had a similar...
It looks like a Will Smith movie.
I had a similar setup to the right. Zero parking spots.
Perfection, though.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Great.
So I'm alone, I'm eating. And then out of the blue, this guy parks right next to me. And you'll see the second picture.
This is not the Escalade.
No, this is another...
Second location.
A second location where I wanted to eat in peace and
this
people
is,
watch.
This is a non-fast food parking lot. This is not the Pizza Hut parking lot.
No.
This is in a strip mall and away. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spaces.
Yes.
And a guy rolls up in the space next to you.
Right next to me.
This is the same guy that'll come into an empty bathroom and go to the urinal next to you.
Oh, my God. What was he? He wasn't eating, was he?
To eat.
He is eating. Oh.
What a thoughtless dick.
What town are you in?
Falls Church.
Yeah, I know exactly where you are.
I
was like, you know, I was so put off by this.
You should be.
That the za was not what it was supposed to be. I had two slices and I shut it all. I shut it down. I said, I can't do this.
Is this the picture of the guy's car?
Yes.
Because there's nobody. Where is he?
This mother effer went in to the nail salon, came out with food, and sat next to me.
But he got food at the nail salon?
I don't know what he did in there, but he came back out with food and started eating his food while I was eating my food.
We don't know what the food was, Bunny, but it was soaking in a blue fluid.
It doesn't matter. By the way, it doesn't matter to me when you've got the empty spots next to you whether he has food or not. If you violate my space, and I have a lone car sitting there.
Basically,
you know,
in the street.
There are two things, all right? I have never pleasured myself in an automobile, okay?
Yes.
But there are two things you don't want somebody to roll up next to you.
Thank you.
If you were doing that, or if you're having a burger, or a slice of pie.
I want to be alone.
Or both at the same time.
But you had mentioned the aquarium store.
Yeah, I shut it down, and then I take the Zoll. There was a handful of unfortunate individuals that were unhoused on the corner of that street.
Okay.
And I take the Zoll and I'm like, please.
Hey, like, guys, come on over. You want to burn the roof of your mouth off?
No.
Pardon me. Are you spicy lovers?
I said, this is spicy. It's good. I just can't eat it all. It's not for me. And then I handed it off. They seemed happy.
Did they take it gratefully?
Absolutely. They're great. They're great.
That's wonderful. They spoke Spanish.
I was very happy to help them out.
What they did, Mike, in broken English, they said, have you ever tried Lito's?
Did you satisfy your craving? It didn't sound like it. Did you get other food?
No. Just two slices filled me up. I was done. I was like, this is not even.
Two slices. God, I call that warming me tummy.
Oh, yeah, but Mike, two slices is okay if it's nauseating food.
If it's bad food.
Yeah,
right.
It'll fill you up.
So regarding the snake, I have to share. I have Jake, and I'm holding Jake about a week and a half ago, and as I've got him, I'm looking at him. I kind of look at him. I'm fascinated by him. And all of a sudden, I see a little thing crawl across his body. And I'm like, yeah, what the hell is that? And he's got a bug on him. He's got a bug on him, and it's not a normal bug. It's a bug that doesn't look like it belongs anywhere near a home. It's almost microscopic, but I see it because it's right by his little snake eye. And it goes in there, and I immediately take him back to his enclosure. I'm like, and I start itching myself, thinking they're crawling all over
absolutely.
Me. Well, they weren't.
Bees.
I literally dumped him in his aquarium. I take a steaming hot shower. I get on the internet. I'm doing all this research. I didn't realize that these reptiles have a chance to get if they can get these mites from bedding. From other creatures or critters, and I do a full hazmat suit, take the snake out, put him in a plastic enclosure with air holes on a paper towel. I buy the miticide, which is a thing. They actually have that. I take a paper towel and I rub it down his body to get rid of these things.
Nice of you.
I do I leave him out of the enclosure for like 5 days. And last night I put him back in his enclosure and he's not got the snake wood chip bedding anymore. He's got paper towels because I want to see if there are any of those little suckers.
Do you put miticide in the enclosure?
I put it in certain corners just to make sure.
Do you think
but
the mites
you don't
came
put
home
too much
with
of
him?
That because if they lick it up there, that's it's a creepy gross
thing. Do you think the mites came home with him when you gave him on Christmas? Or?
I think the mites were in the bedding from the creepy one. By the way, I don't go to a place where I bought it. It's just too gross. It's too gross. It's too nasty. And I don't
I thought you
anymore.
Liked the people there.
I did. They were informative, but they were gray. And, you know, when you walk into the front of this store, the guy's normally sitting on this little disgusting TV tray, and he's always got like baby food with a syringe that he's trying to put into a lizard's mouth. It's not fun, all right? It's not fun.
You know,
so
Mike,
I did the whole thing.
Oh,
by
the
way, here's the thing. Reptile people, shut the hell up. I do not need a 12-page dissertation on what to do. I'm doing it my own way. I went on the internet. There were hour-long videos on dealing. No. I went to the other pet store, the clean one, and they told me, here's the product. Take a paper towel, swab him down, get all the stuff out of his enclosure, power wash it out, let it sit outside for a few days, and then put him back in the enclosure. That's what I did. I don't want the story, if you're really going to do this, what you wanted. I watched a video where this lady, this reptile girl who's like 18, is telling me for 4 hours what I need to do.
A lot of tattoos.
Mix the solution with Dawn dishwater. Then you put it in. You want to make sure. Blah, and I'm like, my brain hurt. Mm-hmm. It was like talking to AT&T. Mm-hmm. It was not a pleasant experience.
How
I did
is
not care for
Jake
it.
Now?
He appears to be fine. I am hesitant to really take him out and handle him as much as I want. I want to see how this shakes loose.
Yeah.
When you put the white paper towel down, you can see if there's any evidence. There seems to be.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's that?
What are you saying? A snake with mites.
Mites.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's grossing me out just to think about it. I mean, I'm so nastily gross.
I mean, you only saw one, though, right?
No, I saw a couple of them.
Oh, no, because you had them, like, under your neck.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have mites. I don't have mites on me. At least I don't think I do.
Right.
do you think he misses your touch?
Hold on, Oscar.
All right. Sorry, you're scratching.
No, I'm fine. He might, but I'm not. I want to make sure that we are free and clear of these. And by the way, this is a pet, so there might be a vet that I would take him to.
Ophionissus. To make sure he's okay. Notricissus. That's the Latin name for mites.
You're really working on grossing me out. That is so nasty. It is so friggin' nasty.
Yeah. They're tiny.
What's the timetable to know if he's in the clear or not?
I don't know. I'd have to go on the internet and watch another one.
Is he wearing a mask?
Huh?
Is he wearing a mask?
Could someone send Mike some information? I feel like he's misguided.
Stop it. Yeah. I don't want that.
Here's his direct email address.
Running late already. You've made me late already.
It's Mike at Mike's
Bikes.com. Terrible Tuesday.
Snake Mike at MikeOMaraShow.com.
All right. Do you have some sounds
for
us? Because it's time and we have to take a break and get that and then get out of here and I'll deal with calling. Oh, God. I hate it so much. Because you know what I'm going to do after my incredible bitch session?
What?
I'm not going to go with Xfinity. I'm not.
I know I'm not.
I don't know. Life sucks.
Oh, man.
Life sucks and we're not free. We are not free. We are not free. We'll be right back.
Guess who? It's me, Arnold. Biggest Dunsey Show Aftas Gross Spiel. Of course you are. I should explain. That means you are excited about the big game. Sure, why not? Legally, I can't name it, but I can give you ein kleiner Hint. There have been 55 previous ones, and sometimes it can be likened to a superb owl. Or as we used to call it in Tal, Austria, where I lived, the Hovensch Kleinenblüli. But today, we'll just call it Das Großspiel, okay? Okay, get ready for Das Großspiel. You're going to need things like pennants and stuff, bunting hats, the crazy bunting shirts and stuff, chips, bunting, salsa, Wiener Schnitzel, Rouladen and Schwarzwalder, Kirschküchen. Luckily, you can find it all at the TMO Shopping Center at MikeOMaraShow.com. Der Target und Sie Walmart. Buy it now. Danke. By the way, we played flag football back in Austria. Just don't ask me what kind of flags we used. Ha ha! Hurrah! For Der Spengelin. Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you, Arnold. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Every day, your videotapes and photos, they are slowly fading away, decaying, sitting neglected in your closets and attics. Sad, right? Digitizing your media stops the fading and makes sure those recordings are safe forever. It's the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. Legacy Box is the easiest and safest way to reclaim all the priceless footage you haven't seen in years. Just send in your Legacy Box filled with aging VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand at their 110,000 square foot production campus right here in the USA. You get everything back on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. Bring your past to the present, and the future. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to save 40% for a limited time. Order today to claim this exclusive offer for TMOS listeners and send it in when you're ready. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock 40% off today. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
So I was going to play this first, but
it's still long, right?
6.5 seconds.
What he does is he doesn't pick the cue up either.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm not trying to broadcast 101, but let me just... I'll play it. Maybe you do pick up the cue because there's a delay between you and me. So are you right on the end of that? Okay, good.
But it seems long, right?
Does
it again.
Does
it again. Yeah, let's just really...
What a sound. Should be ending right at what a sound.
Yeah.
So how many
sound
seconds?
Sound Town.
We said five yesterday. You gave us six.
Well, let's time it.
All right, it's 6.5.
It's 8 seconds.
No, the file is 8 seconds because of the decay, but it's 6.5 seconds long.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. What do we have for sound?
You know what else is too long?
What's too
long? This discussion.
It is. I'm sorry.
So go people ahead. Caught in the act of being themselves, that was the basis of the old Candid Camera Show, you know, and I think it's sometimes funny when you catch, and I think it's very random anymore because people are usually aware when they're being taped. Well, this lady is taping something for TikTok or social media or something, and her roommate goes on a rant about her stealing pizza rolls. And he doesn't,
pizza rolls.
And he doesn't realize he's being taped. And it made me think of it because Oscar was talking about his pizza.
Okay, so this one is really for the girls. Okay, so...
Hey, Caitlin.
What?
Have you eaten any pizza rolls since the night that I made those pizza rolls?
No.
Okay, so listen. I'm keeping track of how many pizza rolls we eat on the fridge because I took 36 of them hoes out the other night and the bag tried to tell me there was 100 in there, which means that there would be 64 rolls left in that bag. And I'll tell you what, it looks like about 40. So if I find out that there's only like 70-something rolls in that bag, we're calling Totino's and we're leaving them a very strongly worded message.
And he realizes it.
Oh, he doesn't know he's on camera.
No, and he just slinks away.
This is what you do when you're in your
20s. Yeah.
And you swear you're getting ripped off, and you will put the man on trial. Yeah.
I'm calling Mr. Totino.
And Mike, do you know how the
Totino
do you know how the hipster burned his mouth?
How?
He ate a pizza roll before it was cool.
Okay.
Now, Cardi B.
Dad joke.
It is a dad joke, but I do love it. Cardi B, poor Cardi B. She just went to Atlanta, and she didn't like the water. She thinks the water in Atlanta is bad.
I believe that there's something wrong with the water in Atlanta. Because while I was in Atlanta, my face just started getting so dry and irritated. And, you know, I kept putting moisturizer, to the point that it's like it started getting so irritated that I started putting Vaseline. I went the old school way. And, you know... I've been left Atlanta. I left Atlanta, what, like a week ago? And my face is still so dry. And then, like, playing outside in the snow didn't make it any better. Bro, like, I feel like I've been trying everything. Cardi. And my face is so irritated. Like it.
Cardi.
Yes.
There's a lady out here that can help you, Cardi B.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Carla, if you're listening to my voice, reach out to Cardi B. Reach out
it's
to Cardi.
At Cardi B.
Carla O'Mara, how would you like to be Cardi B's personal esthetician.
Mm.
I will pay to fly you to where Cardi B is.
New
York City. It's not Atlanta. To help her with her dry skin. Carla, you can help her. I am not. And by the way, I will not repeat this personally to Carla. So I'll see if she's paying attention to the show, even though she's working as we speak. Slaying the Dragon. God love you, honey. Great hobby. Anyway, go ahead, Rob.
Wow. I'm sorry. What's your take on Kevin Bacon?
I like Kevin Bacon. I think I've seen so many movies where he's good at what he does. I think he's ageless.
Yeah.
And I've always hated the way he combs his hair down to make it look like he's got sideburns.
Swindled by Bernie Madoff.
That's right. He was really? one of the targets.
About that. Yeah. He was one of the guys that got it. Wow.
It was a trending video yesterday. He wanted to sing a song about Tom Brady, but here's the deal. He was singing it to actual goats. Because you know how they call Tom Brady the GOAT.
The GOAT. Greatest of all time.
Singing. I just know, Mike, also you have a new explosion sound effect. So I thought this might be appropriate.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Right here. Kevin Bacon. Accompanying himself.
Well, he's done amazing things. And he's got those 7 rings. He's a winner.
I'm sorry.
It's because of the fidelity.
He would have stuck with it. Yeah.
It was, given a little bit of time. Yeah. It was just horrible.
He needed a better
ukulele.
Audio guy.
What's
it was a ukulele. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't like ukulele.
It means jumping flea.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, do you know there's a new hot TikTok lady? She's called,
really?
Yeah, Monkey Mom.
Oh.
Okay. Are you okay? Are you choking to death?
No,
or what's going
I'm
on?
I'm laughing.
You're doing your laughing out of breath thing that I can't stand. So I just was curious. It's been one of those days. I'm sorry.
Has
Bear
it?
With me. No, it's just like, you know what? Monkey like.
Monkey Mom does videos with her monkey. The monkey is very small. It's like one of those little monkeys you can sit on your shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
to
I see
interrupt
her. She's
again,
great.
Rob.
Sorry.
I'm doing a show.
I'm watching Monkey Mom now.
Yeah, Monkey Mom.
Letting an idol outside of God's sake.
God damn it.
Monkey Mom is not as small as the monkey, But she had a short video that was trending. The monkey stole her phone.
Dude, give me the phone. Give me the phone. Give me that phone. Give it the phone to mama.
And that's where we are as a nation right now. That was hot on TikTok. Monkey mom.
That's it?
That's it. That's it.
Wow. Is that it for the
soundtrack? No. There's more. I just want you to know that as a country, please follow Monkey Mom. Support Monkey Mom.
And I have to call myself out, too. We don't have time for Mike to talk to Mike today. Tomorrow morning, Mike is going to talk to Mike. Because Mike left a microphone wide open. His little effects mic wide open during the whole show. I was wondering, why is it so airy? Because Mike's a dope. And Mike's going to have a real lecture for Mike tomorrow. It's not all about yelling at people. I got to go back on my meds.
As you said earlier in the show, Mike, you might be off some of your meds.
I am.
But we're going to talk about that on the bonus show.
On the bonus show.
All right.
Let's tell you exactly what happened.
This is big news for Oscar because this involves a company. We'll close with this. There has been an airline merger.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yes.
Big merger is on the way between Spirit and Frontier Airlines. Mm-hmm. They've agreed to come together. Frontier and Spirit believe that by combining their assets, they will have almost enough seatbelts for all their passengers. And if the deal goes through, they would be the fifth largest airline in the country and also the worst.
Mike, that's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Oh, we got to get out of here. Thank you for allowing me to come in here and do my ranting and raving, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that. Sometimes you just got to let it out of your system. That's the way it works. Tomorrow, more fun and more thrills. Rob, I know that you wanted to talk about job opportunities. Is that right?
A great one for the Washington, D.C. area. People are talking about how there's no jobs out there. I got a great job.
Big deal.
Yeah,
big
huge.
Also, Mar-a-Lago and more fun. We will be back with a brand new episode. I will give you a report on how my day shakes loose with perhaps a rescheduling of the 4K guy, because I'd like to get it for the Super Bowl. God, I'm a rube. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
I'm a phony! Just like you.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited. Something is going on.
Get in the hole!